Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good afternoon. The Maritime Safety and Rescue Society saved at least 641 migrants trying to reach the Canary Islands aboard 15 precarious boats between Tuesday night and Wednesday. The total includes at least 40 women and some 15 minors, although these figures are likely to rise as authorities have not yet provided detailed information about the occupants of several of the boats rescued near Lanzarote, where at least 451 people arrived. The first operation took place on Tuesday night to rescue a boat with 40 people of Maghreb origin on board. Another rescue boat in the same area saved 222 people from four vessels, mostly of sub-Saharan origin. And another rescue ship was deployed early yesterday after detecting a rubber boat on its radar that had reached the beach in Lanzarote. There were 73 people on board, including four women. Partido Popular leader Alberto Núñez Feijóo yesterday compared Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez to the late dictator Francisco Franco over a controversial media transparency plan presented in Parliament on Tuesday. With the plan for democratic regeneration, the coalition government want to reinforce transparency, independence and pluralism in the media whilst protecting and strengthening democracy. Censorship and persecution of anyone who dares to criticise him. We haven't seen anything like this since Franco, Núñez Feijóo said. Amongst other measures, the plan aims to improve media transparency in structure and financing, along with reinforcing offences related to freedom of expression, such as libel, slander, and the right to rectification. Sanchez said on Tuesday that the proposed plan aligns with the European Parliament's Media Freedom Act. In a heated debate in Parliament yesterday, Núñez Feijóo accused the Prime Minister of adopting an authoritarian attitude, adding that the government's plan is an offence against judges, journalists and the media. Authorities have arrested a 32-year-old man for the death of two police officers back in February when a speedboat suspected to belong to drug smugglers smashed into their patrol craft, so the Guardia Civil said this morning. The incident occurred on February the 9th when the police craft was on patrol identifying speedboats in the southern port of Barbate. Video footage showed a speedboat slamming into the craft in the port's waters. And angry hotel owners are furious with new laws that are set to come in at the start of October. New restrictions on British tourists will mean they have to give more details to the landlord they are renting from or the hotel they are staying at. The information required will include bank account details, car rentals and more. Now, hoteliers are warning that the new rules will just cause chaos and confusion. They add that the collection of some of the information could contravene tourists' rights. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.